Title: Titan Old School Deed NB Fill for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's dial in an old school jungle style drum fill so it hits tight, feels alive, and has that warm, tape-ish grit using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. The vibe we're going for is classic 90s energy, like chopped amen moments and snare rushes, but with modern control. Tight re-entry, controlled tails, punchy transients, and a little printed-to-tape attitude. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. The fill is cool, but the most important sound is the first hit after the fill. That re-entry is your truth. If that downbeat doesn't land confidently, the whole thing will feel sloppy, no matter how much processing you do. So let's set up a quick playground. Step 0. Session setup. Set your project tempo to somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. Now make a super simple two-step beat so you can judge the fill properly. Kick on 1, and another kick around 1.3 if that's your style. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats in eighths or sixteenths to keep momentum. Keep this beat basic on purpose. If the main groove is already complicated, you won't know whether your fill is working or just adding chaos. Now step 1. Choose your fill. You've got two easy options. Option A is the classic. Grab a break sample. Amen, think, funky drum or anything with character. Drop it on an audio track and find a section that already has movement, like a snare rush, tom roll, or that busy kick snare chatter. Option B is cleaner. Build a fill from one shots in a drum rack. Program a one-bar fill with a few ghost snares and maybe a kick pickup into the downbeat. This is great if you want control, but if you want instant old-school grit, the break slice is the shortcut. For this lesson, we'll treat it like we're using an audio break fill, because that's where warping and tape grit really become a vibe. Step 2. Warp the fill properly so it's tight but not robotic. Click your audio clip. Turn warp on. For break material, set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Make sure transient loop mode is forward. Then set envelope somewhere around 70 to 90. Higher values hold transients more aggressively and can feel tighter, but if it starts sounding choked or clicky, back it down. Now, if the clip is drifting, right-click and choose warp from here, straight. That usually gets you in the ballpark. Here's the big beginner trap. Placing warp markers on every hit. Don't do it. Too many markers is how you get that metallic, facey, why does my snare sound like it's underwater, artifact. Instead, place markers only on the anchors. Put one on the first transient of the fill. Then put markers on the big accents, key snares, maybe an important kick. Think 3 to 6 warp markers, not 30. And remember what I said at the start. Loop the last half bar of the fill and the first full bar after it. Listen to the landing. Your goal is simple. The fill ends, and the next bar's one feels inevitable. If it's late or early, fix that first. If one hit feels slightly off, don't add more markers. Do a micro nudge. Move a single marker or the clip start by like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny move can fix the feel without destroying the natural flow. Step 3. Tighten with groove, not brutal quantize. Open the groove pool. Load a subtle swing, like a swing 16 groove, or extract groove from your own hats. If you have a hat loop, right-click it and choose extract groove. That's a great way to make the fill feel like it belongs in the same world as your main beat. Now apply that groove to the fill clip. Set timing to about 20 to 40%. Random at 0 to 5% if you want a tiny bit of human variation. For audio, velocity doesn't matter, so ignore that. Don't commit yet unless you have a reason to lock it in. For now, keep it flexible so you can slash B quickly. Coach note, a really musical method is feel first, grid second. Use groove lightly to make it sit with the hats, then only correct the end of the fill so the re-entry lands perfectly. That's how you keep movement without losing control. Step 4. Clean the fill so it doesn't smear into the next bar. Old breaks come with baggage, room tails, noise, little bits of wash that can step on your drop. Go into clip view and enable fades. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Then set a fade out somewhere around 10 to 40 milliseconds depending on how long the tail is. If it's still messy, add a gate. Start with threshold around minus 25 to minus 15 dB. Set return around 6 to 12 dB. Attack super fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold 10 to 30 ms. Release 40 to 120 ms. Now listen. You want tighter spaces between hits, but you don't want the fill to sound like it's being chopped with scissors. If the gate is chattering, ease the threshold or increase hold slightly. Step 5. Shape punch before you add grit. This is huge. Distortion and saturation exaggerate whatever you feed them. So if the transients are wrong before saturation, they'll be extra wrong after. A drum bus. Yes, even on an auto brake, it works. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 8. Crunch at 0 to 20, but if we're going tape-ish, keep crunch subtle at first. Then use the transients control. Try plus 5 to plus 20 for more snap. If it gets too clicky or plasticky, go slightly negative instead. Boom is optional. Be careful. Fills can get tubby fast. If you use boom, keep it low and set boom frequency around 50 to 80 Hz. But teacher's rule for beginners, keep the fills sub information boring. In most mixes, you want little to nothing below about 60 to 80 Hz in the fill, unless the fill is designed to be a kick or tom moment that keeps your bassline stable and makes the drop hit harder. Now we build the warm tape style grit chain. Step 6. The tape-ish chain with stock devices. The order we'll use is EQ8 for cleanup, then saturator for warmth, then glue compressor for that printed, gelled feel, then optional roar for extra character, then a final EQ8, and a limiter for safety. Let's do them one by one, and as we do, we're going to level match, because louder always sounds better, even when it's worse. So we're not letting loudness fool us today. First EQ8, pre-clean. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave, to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, do a small dip in the 5 to 8 kHz area. Keep it gentle. This is cleanup, not surgery. Now saturator for tape-like warmth. Set saturator to soft sign or analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Important. After you add drive, trim the output so the level matches when you bypass the device. Do a quick on-off comparison. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're not making decisions, you're just turning up the volume. Optional tone move. Turn on color. Set bass around 200 to 400 Hz and depth around 1.5 to 4. That gives a thicker mid character that feels very resampled breakish. If it gets fizzy, back off the drive. You can get density later with compression and parallel techniques. Next, below compressor. This is where the fill starts to feel like it went through a machine. Set attack to about 3 ms so you keep the punch. Release on auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 2:1 to start. 4:1 if it's really wild. Bring the threshold down until you see around 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Turn soft clip on and glue as well. It's great for controlling spikes in fills without sounding like a limiter is sitting on it. Optional, roar. If you want extra chew, like old sampler grit or darker tape grime, add roar gently. Start from a warm drive type vibe, then reduce it. And use filtering. If the top starts biting your ear, low pass around 12 to 16 kHz. If you're skipping roar entirely, totally fine. Saturator plus glue is already a strong tape-ish combo. Now post EQ8. This is where you decide the final character. If you got too dull, add a tiny high shelf, like plus 1 to 2 dB around 8 to 10 kHz. Or if you want true old-school smoothness, low pass around 14 to 16 kHz. If the snare isn't speaking, try a very small boost around 180 to 250 Hz for body or around 2 to 3 kHz for presence. Tiny boosts, like, you should almost feel like it's doing nothing until you bypass and miss it. Then the limiter, ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. This is just a seatbelt catching occasional spikes, not flattening the fill. Now, quick pro habit, level match in two places. Match levels before saturation so you're not driving it accidentally. And match levels after the whole chain so you're comparing tone and punch, not volume. A fast workflow is to drop a utility and map a gain knob, plus or minus 6 dB, so you can slash B instantly. Also, check mono early. Drop a utility on the fill bus temporarily, and set width to 0%. If your snare rush collapses or disappears, you've introduced something that doesn't translate. For this chain we're mostly not doing stereo tricks, but it's still a great habit, because warmth can sometimes turn into smear when summed to mono. Step 7. Make it sit in a rolling D&B arrangement. A fill should create space, build tension, then slam you back into the groove. A simple placement. Put the fill in the last one bar before a drop. Or make it two bars. First bar subtle, second bar busier. Try a classic jungle move. In the bar leading into the fill, remove the kick on beat one, so the fill answers the space. Then make sure the next bar comes back with a clean kick and snare that feel like a reset. And here's an underrated trick. Automate contrast, not just effects. Right before the fill, pull the main drum group down just a tiny bit, maybe half a dB to a dB, then bring it back on the downbeat. The fill will feel bigger without adding any extra distortion. If the fill fights the bass, do a gentle side chain. Put a compressor on the fill track, enable sidechain, and feed it from the base group or the kick. Ratio 2:1, attack 1 to 5ms, release 50 to 120ms, only 1 to 3dB of ducking, just enough to keep the low end stable. Step 8, resample for authentic printed grit. This is the secret weapon. It's how you stop endlessly tweaking and start committing like them old workflows. Create a new audio track called Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars of the fill playing in context. Now use that resampled audio instead, and try turning warp off completely. Sometimes the unwarped resample feels more confident, more natural, even if it's not visually perfect on the grid. Chop the best parts and place them back in. This is very jungle, very effective. Before we wrap, let's cover the big mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp. Too many markers equals artifacts and lost punch. Don't crank saturation before you control dynamics, or you'll get fizzy, flat drums. Don't ignore level matching. Loud is not the same as good. Don't forget the reed entry. The first hit after the fill is the money shot. And don't let the fill carry tons of low junk that clashes with your sub.